Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. House Democrats are set today to transmit the single article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports the trial will not start until next month.
Senators have agreed to begin the process of hearing arguments in the case against Trump in about 2 weeks. The plan came together after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell requested that lawmakers give Trump's legal team more time to prepare. Democrats, with the support of President Biden, accepted the plan to allow time to confirm members of Biden's cabinet and possibly begin work on another round of coronavirus aid. Some Republicans have rejected the entire impeachment process, saying it is unconstitutional to try a president who has already left office. Democrats reject that argument, saying impeachment is a tool to hold a president accountable, even if the actions occurred at the end of a term. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Later today, the Senate is expected to hold a confirmation vote on President Biden's nominee to be Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. News reports say pharmaceutical maker Merck is stopping development of its two COVID-19 vaccines. Early data show that the potential vaccines showed weak immune responses against the virus. Drug makers Pfizer and Moderna have been producing their own COVID vaccines, and there's been hope that more companies will join them. Another large COVID-19 vaccination site is opening today in Arizona, north of Phoenix. More than 12,000 people have died of the disease in that state. From member station KJZZ, Vaughn Jones has more.
A multi-purpose arena in Prescott Valley will be the latest large venue in Arizona to become a COVID-19 vaccination site. The 5,100-seat facility has hosted events including professional basketball games, rodeos, concerts, and ice shows. In Yavapai County, a care provider is teaming with the local health department to administer shots. Officials say they're hoping to vaccinate between 500 and 1,000 people daily, 7 days a week, depending on staffing and supply. Several large venues in Phoenix and Tucson are either already in use or planned as drive-through vaccination sites. One person in every 141 Arizona residents was diagnosed with the coronavirus over the past week. For NPR News, I'm Vaughn Jones in Phoenix.
The police chief of Indianapolis says that 5 people were shot and killed inside a home on Sunday. He says it's the largest such mass casualty shooting in the city in more than a decade. One of the victims was a pregnant woman. Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett says the attacker or attackers brought terror to the community.
I want those responsible to know that the full might of local, state, and federal law enforcement are coming for them.
The mayor says that he has asked the FBI and U.S. prosecutors to assist in the investigation. You're listening to NPR. The Chicago Public School District has delayed a return to in-person learning till Wednesday. The Chicago Teachers Union voted yesterday to refuse to return to classrooms until the union negotiated safety measures for staff to address the pandemic. It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this year's Super Bowl. Kansas City defeated the Buffalo Bills Sunday 38-24 to advance. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Tampa Bay held off the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC Championship.
Tampa Bay beat top-seeded Green Bay 31-26 in Sunday's NFC Championship game. For first-year quarterback Tom Brady, new team, same end result. In his previous years with New England, Brady led the Patriots to 9 Super Bowls, winning 6. Brady's Buccaneers now will make history, the first team to have a home game in the Super Bowl. It'll be played in 2 weeks at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. Kansas City fell behind Buffalo Sunday 9-0, but roared back for a comfortable win. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes passed for 3 touchdowns and showed no effects from the concussion he suffered a week ago. The Chiefs will try to become the first team since the 2004-2005 Patriots to win 2 straight Super Bowls. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Officials in China say rescuers have found the bodies of 9 miners who died in explosions at a gold mine. That increases the death toll to 10 people in the unexplained blast this month. Rescuers were able to free 11 other miners on Sunday. They had been trapped underground for 2 weeks. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News. Support.